This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A few takeaways as the NATO summit in Washington wrapped up. G7 foreign ministers met on the sidelines with Ukraine and the Middle East topping their agenda. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the G7's work complements the work that's being done at NATO.
I think you see through the G7 extraordinary collaboration and coordination on the critical issues of our time, including, of course, Russia's aggression against Ukraine, the ongoing challenges in the Middle East, and all the work that we're doing together in the Indo-Pacific.
G7 leaders met in June in Italy, where they affirmed their support for Ukraine, announced a plan to provide Ukraine with $50 billion in new financing, and called for a comprehensive deal in Gaza to lead to an immediate ceasefire. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Charles Iledesma reports Beijing is telling NATO not to create chaos in Asia.
China's accused NATO of seeking security at the expense of others, and told the alliance not to bring the same chaos to Asia. The statement from a foreign ministry spokesperson comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. Lin Jian said at a daily briefing, NATO agitating about China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unreasonable and has sinister motives, adding the bloc's so-called security comes at the cost of security of other countries. Has backed Russia's contention that NATO's expansion poses a threat to Russia. I'm Charles Villadesma.
An Australian army private and her husband are accused of spying for Russia, and the first charges brought under Australia's sweeping espionage laws enacted in 2018. The Russian-born couple are Australian citizens with Russian passports and are scheduled to appear in Brisbane Magistrates Court Friday. They're each charged with one count of preparing for an espionage offense. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports U.S. President Joe Biden has used a rare solo news conference to forcefully defend both his record and his decision to stay in the presidential race.
Still, the president notes he does need to allay fears about his age and fitness.
If I slow down, I can't get the job done. That's a sign that I shouldn't be doing it.
Saying there is no indication of that yet, but he did make two flubs within 2 hours, answering the news conference's first question about Vice President Harris.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she's not qualified to be president.
And earlier at a NATO summit event with Ukraine's leader.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Before quickly catching himself.
President Zelensky, I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the U.S. agency overseeing American humanitarian assistance worldwide says Israel has agreed to an improved system across the Gaza Strip to ensure humanitarian workers and aid can more safely move around. Samantha Power, administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, said that Israel has also taken new steps to increase the flow of aid through its port of Ashdod, just north of Gaza. Humanitarian workers have complained throughout the war that the system by which the Israeli military assures safe passage to aid has been a failure. Power said a system by which the UN and Israeli military communicate more closely will be extended across Gaza. AP correspondent Joe Federman reports the Israeli military has ordered a mass evacuation of the Gaza Strip's largest city.
The Israeli military has ordered a mass evacuation from the Gaza Strip's largest city. Most of Gaza City's people evacuated long ago when Israel sent its troops into the city at the beginning of the war, but tens of thousands of people are believed to remain behind. This has been a recurring pattern throughout the war, where the Israeli army returns to areas where previously it had said it was done operating.
That is AP's Joe Fetterman reporting. The world's population is now expected to grow by more than 2 billion people in the next decades and peak in the 2080s at around 10.3 billion, which is a major shift from a decade ago. That's according to a new report by the United Nations Thursday. The report released on World Population Day says that the global population is then expected to decline to around 10.2 billion by the end of the century. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.